Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Defining Kinks. This is Ruthie Run again. I know you're so excited. With me today, I have a very awesome guest who is super enthusiastic and mildly nervous to be here, so we'll be nice to him. But I have the Huntsman 1880 of Reddit here. Thank you so much for being on my podcast today.
It is wonderful to be here. Thank you very much.
Yes, you are welcome. I'm excited. We have an excellent topic today. I know this is a kink-based podcast, but we've kind of extended to kind of talking about all different areas of the whole kink experience and exploration. And so what I really wanted to talk about today is clothing. More of it, less of it, none of it, whatever floats your boat. So we're going to talk about varying degrees of what's sexy and most sought after and just things you probably never thought about when it comes to sex and clothes. So I'm pretty excited. I hope you're excited as well.
I am absolutely thrilled. Truly a fantastic subject.
It really is. It's, I don't know. I feel like such a connoisseur when I think about things like this. I'm pretty, like when I was writing notes, kept getting notes and notes in my head about like different things that, you know, to consider. So I'm pretty hyped.
Yes. Same. Every time I started like thinking about it, I'm just, there's too many different ways to go. So I was just like, I'm going to just try to go in blind.
it's probably best, because if you'd had some sort of semblance of a plan, I would have thrown it completely off, gone everywhere.
Improv, let's do it.
Yeah, we can do this. We can do improv. We've done them. Okay, so just starting off, the episode is called Clothing Optional, because it's always up to your discretion, you and your partners, about how much and how little clothing you want. So in your opinion, Huntsman, what's sexy? Is less more? I mean, what's sexy? More clothing, less clothing?
So in my opinion, the very fine line of lingerie, the almost nudity, I feel is the sexiest.
Okay. Not full nude, but just down to the lingerie. Okay.
Right.
Gotcha.
There's like an allure there, I guess is the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
It's the hint. It's the barely seen.
Yes. It still leaves a little bit to the imagination. I always compare lingerie to the pretty gift wrapping, like the packaging, you know, like a, you know, when you have a gift on the table and it's so beautifully wrapped, you know, you're hyped for whatever's inside that box. But it is a really pretty thing to look at. And, it, you know, and you don't know yet what you're going to get. You know, for us sex-wise, I think that would be the experience, that moment, you know, whatever goes down. But, I've always compared lingerie to, like, the gift wrapping, you know?
Yeah, I think that's a good way to word it.
I think so. I like it. Yeah. I like lingerie. Me, myself, I am all about, like, the slow burn tees. So, for me, I like more. and that's for both. I've said it before on other episodes and stuff, but I'm a bisexual, and men and women, I like just hints. Like, I know you said there's like a little bit left, you know, just, you know, barely, you know, you've just got down to the very little. I'm almost the opposite. Like, I like the little hints. I like the flick. It's horrible. I know your name has 1880 in it, but I feel like I'm from the 1880s when I say this, like, you know, just the small hint of a wrist, you know, seeing it, you know, or, you know, the neckline, the collarbone, maybe just, you know, if they're wearing a blouse, but they've kind of tried to be modest and they've kind of sweatered up, you know, but, it slips and you see just a little bit of decolletage, you know, just all these little hints, you know, very subtle sensuality, I guess, is my vibe. I wouldn't say lingerie is always high sex, although sometimes it is in design. But I feel like mine is more of like a really teasing sensuality. So, but anyways,
I get that, especially like professional clothing is like the first thing that comes to mind, because for men, for the most part, a fitted suit is really the closest we can get to lingerie.
This is true.
So if you
go ahead,
if you watch like a guy, like he like takes off his jacket or he like rolls up his sleeves, something like that. Like it's the, like, you know, you're not supposed to see it when with the way he's dressed. Mm-hmm. So that adds a little bit more to it.
I know it's scandal. It's pure scandal.
Wrists.
Speaking of which, since you brought it up, I posed some questions to the community. And I asked them, what is the sexiest thing that men could wear? And what is the sexiest thing that women could wear in their opinions? And I got pretty good collective. Sample size. Each, I don't know. I just go back to like days when I did like psych studies and stuff in college. Don't worry, I dropped out. You got quiet for a whole second, and I was like, "Don't worry."
it was funny you mentioned, because I'm considering going into psych as my major. I just started going back to college last fall, so it's
congratulations!
Thank you.
Anyways, going back to like sample size, in each vote poll that I took and stuff, and all these questions, I got about 80-ish votes and different things and responses here and there and different comments. So when I asked, what is the sexiest thing a lady can wear? What do you think I got answered? What do you think was the sexiest thing?
The first thing that comes to mind is always a little black dress.
Oh, okay. All right. That's different.
Yeah, while lingerie is, you know, frankly, fantastic.
Yeah, it's great.
It's not what you can wear out.
True.
And then if you're trying to catch people's eye, you're going to break necks with a nice black dress.
There's just so many variants of the little black dress. So many. You can, it just is so versatile. That's why it's called Every Girl Has a Little Black Dress, because it does. And usually the black dress that a woman has, she picks a dress that she is going to feel her most womanly in, whatever her expression of womanly is. You know, you will have the ones that want to go for the more sultry, the ones that want to go for the more playful. You know, some of those want to go for even the more scandalous, whatever it is.
Yeah. And that's exactly it. Like, a little black dress can range from being, you know, something that's, you know, clubbing clothes, like the sluttier clothes, if you will.
Yeah.
Ranging all the way up to ball gowns that you'd wear a gala. So like the range of the phrase little black dress is just amazing.
Oh yeah, definitely. And it's, and they're, yeah. And they, and because of that, they're always like eye-catching, I think. So I didn't really have any comments or anything about the little black dress. So it was cool to hear that perspective. The sexiest thing hands down that I heard the most, especially comment wise, was thigh highs, any form of thigh highs. Stockings.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Stockings, socks, you know, everything, anything to do with thigh highs. Bonus points if you've got garter belt and, you know, the straps. Mm. But literally one comment was, if you put thigh highs on a kitchen table, I'd try to fuck it.
I get
thigh highs were a big thing, and then also they like the little black dress, though. I think they have this huge range, especially in the kink community. You can go for the soft white innocent, you know, baby colors, you know, baby blues, soft pinks, you know, the pastels, all those kind of stuff. Or you can go for the red, you know, you can go for the black with the red seams, you know. The high lingerie thigh highs with the lace, the fishnets that are kind of scandalous and edgy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Every degree of thigh high. And that was, I think that's why I got so many responses about thigh highs, is because I'm sure all of them, you know, some of them, there was probably overlap, but I think all of them that commented, I think they were all picturing different kinds of thigh highs. And that's why it's so versatile and so popular.
Mm-hmm.
After that, funny enough, which we're going to kind of, which you had mentioned, not after that, but on the men's side, when I said, what is the sexiest thing that men can wear? Suits came up a lot. I like how you said it's the equivalent of lingerie. It kind of is. It is a very lingerie looks expensive. You know what I'm saying? Like it looks very well put together. It's supposed to fit very well. It's supposed to hug every curve and edge. Suits are tailored to do the same.
Mm-hmm.
They're more modest, obviously, but
a little bit.
But I do like how you said it's the process of unwrapping. You know how I did the gift thing. I think it's that process of unwrapping. He has to take the jacket off. He has to loosen the tie. He has to unbutton the shirt, you know, or you are, whatever it is. It's that whole process of unwrapping. And some lingerie can be the same thing. Undoing the ribbons, undoing the clasps, everything like that.
Buckles or whatever.
Yeah. And this brings me, I can never get the, I can never get the acronym right. But I think it's CMNF.
Clothed male, nude female.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know if that's the right order. Oh gosh, I should have researched that. That makes me a bad podcast person.
no, don't take it down.
If it's not CMNF, it's the other way around, which is no, CFM. I'm pretty sure it's CM. I think it's, yeah. I mean, like I'm saying, whatever comes first, naked film, female, clothed male, but I'm pretty sure it's clothed male, naked female, or nude female. That is a very big kink, especially in dominant sub and CGL or DDLG. CGL is caregiver little, DDLG, daddy dumb little girl. And then, of course, dominant sub, which we're kind of talking about this season. You know, those are very big ones because you have the dominant. And usually the dominant in any scene, male or female, is usually primarily clothed because the submissive is being vulnerable and submitting. And so that bareness is usually translated with nudity. So in most scenes. Yeah. So interesting. That was a big kink. I know when I mentioned in passing to many people talk about clothing, they're like, oh, like CMNF. And I'm like, I don't know what that is.
So, yes, we can pretend I know what those letters mean.
Yes. I mean, I have a podcast. Of course I know what it means.
I'm perfectly knowledgeable on the matter.
Yeah. So I'm totally knowledgeable. And then they told me and I was like, oh yeah, okay. I've seen that a lot of places. Okay. I didn't know that was actually like a kink, but apparently it is. It is a searchable tag.
I believe that. And I think also like looping back to what you said about like the dom sub thing, how the female is naked and the male is clothed. That's also like a, like from the opposite perspective, like that it's a borderline professional disinterest. For the male at that point, you know? So like, which can go like into the psychology of dom and sub where you are like, oh, this is another day for me. This is just something I do. It's nothing worth getting worked up
which
about.
Which is definitely a power play. Yeah. Which definitely is the power play dynamic. You know, you feel so confident in stuff. You're like, we're not here, you know, this is just business or, you know, or this is just, like you said, it's just another day at the office, you know, like it's definitely that cool confidence of like, you know.
And that puts like an additional layer of, fuck me, what is the word I'm looking for? I want to say like aboveness, but that's not... I swear I'm smarter than this.
Like a hierarchy almost?
Yeah, kind of like, yeah, yes. We'll go with hierarchy because I'm pretty sure that's what I'm thinking of and I don't know. My brain is not working right now. I apologize.
No, it's all right. But I could see that where it definitely, it kind of just puts you up the food chain a little bit. I mean, something that's naked and vulnerable is going to, oh, yeah, this is where, don't get two people talking about psych that went to college for psych or that like it.
I'm in a psych class right now, so.
Yeah, no, but like, honestly, when you're naked and vulnerable, you almost make yourself prey. So it definitely plays off, you know, the hierarchy food chain instinct.
And it's that speaking of instinct, it's also like that, like you want to, taking advantage of is not the correct word between consenting adults. But it's, you know, you want to like seize that moment, that opportunity.
So oh, that's, yeah, no, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
But we could talk about that.
We could just go on and on and on.
Power play dynamics between dom and sub. That's just.
Yeah, I know. There's so much. And that's a whole nother episode.
That is a whole nother discussion.
Yeah. So anyways, speaking of those, I posed questions to men and women as well. What do they feel sexiest in? Which I thought was very interesting. Something else that women also said, look, this kind of, I just wanted to note this because not every man has a suit, but just well-fitting clothes. So basically it comes back to that tailored aspect, like put together, you know, and stuff like that. And then definitely people that said suits when they roll up the sleeves. You know, I think, I think I wish I could have noted them and asked them, because I don't remember who. There were so many people giving me comments and stuff. But she said when a male has a suit on and he's taken off his jacket and he's rolled up his sleeves, there's almost like this underlying tension to him. And instinctually, a submissive or his partner will, in a lot of different ways, that tension could translate into sexual play to come for either end, you know? Like if you're a submissive, you may want to release that tension. If you both just enjoy rough sex or stress relieving sex at the end of the day, you know, that could excite your partner knowing that that's to come, you know, and things like that. So could be a number of things. I like suits because it's usually housed in one of my favorite kinks, which is just clothes sex in general.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
That's, yeah. Clothes sex is
my thing.
Yeah. I am all about that life. I just am. It's just that it's so raw, but at the same time, your clothes, it's just, it's so many things. It's so instinctual. It's so passionate. It's such a flurry of like everything. It's like raw need, but then you have like the constraint of like clothing that is not, you know, our natural selves, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just so many things, but yeah, clothes sex is, it is so good.
And so, maybe like that, like, it goes back to like that, like barely revealing, aspect too. So like if you're still fully dressed, if somebody walks in, no one's going to immediately see naughty bits.
It's true.
So there's so much. Yeah.
No, really, yeah, getting a little flustered. So that's that. As far as what they feel sexiest in, women were kind of all over the place, like I, you know, which is great because it just means that there's a variety of different things that they find attractive, you know, from varying person to varying person. I had women say that they felt best when they are dressed up to go out. So like little black dress attire or just, you know, nice put together hair, makeup and everything. I had some say that it was lingerie. You know, because that is definitely sexy and there and lingerie generally is just very beautifully made. Silks, satins, it's all the voluptuous, rich looking fabrics, you know, that will make almost anybody look great. And then some just say they just feel, you know, of course we did have the women that say, when I'm wearing my partner's clothes, and everything like that. Yeah, it was cute. But definitely, like I said, you know, being a bisexual, I can definitely see where a woman wearing my clothes, you know, I could see the male's perspective on that. And I could see why a woman would feel sexy in that because it's kind of like a thing, you know, it's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of a thing.
So actually, I'm going to just like devolve into a story real quick.
Go. Yeah.
While I was in the military, I was a cop and I had to get maced for the first time.
Ooh.
And it was awful. I will never, ever, like, I will get tased twice before I get maced ever again.
Wow.
So it was just this absolutely miserable day. And so I get fucking sprayed in the face, and then I have to wait 45 minutes while it, like, relaxes enough so I can drive. I come home, and my partner at the time is cooking dinner wearing lingerie, heels, and one of my button-up shirts.
Oh.
And I came in the door, and she handed me a glass of whiskey, and she just said, get in the shower. And that was, like, it. That was a perfect moment for me.
Yeah.
Just forever. So, like,
very
the
attractive,
like,
too. Like, very, like, the femininity of the heels. The, you know, the whole aesthetic there, you know, because it's basically she's got the feminineness, but then she's got your shirt on. Definitely.
Yeah. There's just like it was just flawlessly executed.
Definitely. And I think, and it is funny because it's like the other side of the spectrum, usually, mostly. And I'm not saying this is always the case or anything like that, and it's not wrong if it's not your case, but usually most men outsize their partners when we're talking about females. So usually it's funny that they like things that are like more form-fitting and stuff like that, but when their girl wears their clothes, it's usually baggy, sometimes it's awkward, you know, or it's very large on them. But men, it drives some men crazy, you know. And so I just think that that's funny that it's, you know, I think it's part of like a, I think it's kind of like that. I don't want to sound archaic when I say it, but I think it does lean on the instinct of claiming a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
But you're not wrong.
Like, and I'm not saying that these women by wearing the clothes are saying I'm yours forever, you know, or whatever, right. Like, take me, caveman. I mean, maybe me, because I'm into that stuff, but
I mean, same. So it worked out.
It's that instinct, I think, when it's the same for jewelry, though. I think it's the same when people wear wedding rings and stuff like that or whatever. Like, I feel like that's the form of saying you belong to me, you know. And so, yeah, I think that's why it drives men wild a little bit.
Yeah, so. It's that idea of like possession, if you will.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Not as extreme as like, you know, yandere kind of stuff, which, you know, is a whole different king.
You belong to me.
Yeah. It's like the light. It's just, it's yandere light.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a commitment thing. Like, you know, like it's like her.
Commitment
like,
sexy. You heard it here.
Commitment is sexy. Terrifying, but sexy.
Yes. Yes.
That's a can of worms for my therapist to open.
right.
But yeah, no, it's because it's that dedication that like, you know, that like wearing it, like obviously it's not a forever thing, but like in that moment that is saying like, yeah, I'm yours.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like this is us, you, me. So yeah. I think that's
it's kind
really
of like you put
a hand
your stamp on me, you know, kind of.
Right.
Like, you know, kind of like that. So definitely.
Yes.
And so, yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, so anyways, that's what women said that they felt the sexiest in, all that kind of stuff. Men said what they felt the sexiest in. So I thought this was kind of funny. But men said they felt the sexiest when they felt comfortable. So like if they were in sweats, PJ pants, it was kind of split down the middle. You have those guys, and then you do have the guys that were in form-fitting clothes. Suits. Well-tailored jeans or like skinny jeans, things like that. And so I guess I can definitely see that, or like a well-fitting shirt, you know, like tees that they're not like, you know, like Baby Gap tees, but like tight enough.
Not like a schmedium, but
like schmedium, but like it basically enough to where you can see. I think also most men said they like to show off their arms. You know, and things like that. So a lot of different things there. So you never
makes
know.
Sense. It's,
yeah.
It's
point
the,
is
it's
just,
the array.
Yeah, just yeah. Right. Yeah. Just wear whatever makes you feel sexy.
So, yeah.
Or your partner. Yeah. Right. Okay, so speaking of which, we've kind of covered some, but I did want to hit some finer points. We are going to talk about, I think that I'm clever, and that anybody that's heard of 6 degrees of separation, we're going to go 6 degrees of clothing separation. So we're going to talk about different, we're basically going to talk fully clothed all the way down to nude. We're going to talk about some elements of each and why it is so attractive, each of them, and maybe ways that you hadn't considered. So we've kind of talked about fully clothed. We talked about clothed sex. It's phenomenal, in my opinion. It's just phenomenal. But that said, there's a couple of things we didn't hit on yet. You kind of hinted a little bit at it. So clothed sex, fully clothed, whether it's one partner, both partners, it's, like I said, it's the little hints. It could be a power play dynamic, you know, all these things. You said that you'd mentioned, you know, well, if somebody walks in, at least you're mostly covered. All the naughty bits are covered. So if you have to, you know, zip trow or whatever you got to do, if you got to recover really quick, you have a better chance of doing so. So on that vein, something that I considered is if you are a little bit of an exhibitionist or voyeur, then clothed sex might be right up your alley, especially when you're in public. Now, I mean, all sexual acts, you know, whatever you're doing, if it's just teasing, things like that, the ability to stay clothed and to do it with clothes on does give you like, it does lend a hand to that kind of play. we'll just say that.
So here's another, kink of mine.
Okay.
Let's just bear it all. The irony of it, doing this on the clothes.
Yeah, right. I was just episode. Like on the clothing episode, bear it all.
So I actually really, I very much enjoy buying clothes for women.
Okay.
And so one of the things that I like, one of the things that I did was I was going to go on a date with a woman. And I told her, I will buy everything that you will wear. And she's like, what do you mean? And I said, I mean everything. We're going to go. And then we went. I bought her lingerie. I bought her a new dress, shoes, makeup, perfume, like whole nine yards. So mm-hmm. I think that, and then seeing everything like while we were on the date, like, yes. And it goes back into the claiming, the possession kind of thing.
Yeah,
where like that's definitely. You know, you're like, yeah, that's mine, so to speak. They're like, I did that.
Yeah.
So it's and then like later on, again, unwrapping the present, then you can see like the deeper portions thereof.
I think it would be like a very fun thing to do. I think that is a really it's like a different element of, you know, going out and getting dressed and up, you know, I think as a woman, my perspective would be if my partner said, hey, I want us to go out and, I'm going to pick out what you're going to wear. Like if it was more in the tone of, you know, I want it to set the tone for the evening, or I just want the chance to dress you up, you know, in a way that I feel is whatever. Like, I guess in my head, I don't know how to translate that over, but I guess in my head, I would think while I was wearing that they specifically picked it for me because they find me attractive in it, or they find me pretty in it, or they, you know, or if it's some kind of like elaborate thing, like if they pick something with like buttons or lace or ties or stuff, then, you know, if it's a romantic evening, then I could think of like, I'm a slow tease or slow burn tease kind of person. So I guess in my head, I would think of like the erotic stuff to come later and probably have visions dancing in my head of like all the things they're going to do with these ties and buttons. So I mean like, but like, I can definitely see like the appeal of that. It can be a very sensual thing, you know, very attractive to be dressed by your partner, to know that they picked it out and stuff like that. So yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot to get into in that kind of aspect of it, and also lends into like voyeurism, or not voyeurism, exhibitionism, because then it's like if it's something, you know, that's particularly revealing, or it's something particularly easy to slip one's hand in, then that like lends into like a whole new world of interaction.
Oh, this is very true. One point I was going to bring up, because I'm from the South, and not that I would ever do this because I'm a lady, but a trend for the young and adventurous, or just the adventurous, really, summer dresses, sun dresses with nothing on underneath. And I mean nothing. Yeah, just the slight breeze, you know, you see a little bottom of, you know, a little bit of the bottom of the cheeks.
Yep.
I know there is a trend, you know, online and stuff where women will have a sundress and they'll lift it or lower it, you know, and they'll reveal themselves, you know, as an exhibitionist sort of play and fun, joke and stuff. But I mean, that really is, an appeal to know that this soft linen fabric, usually very soft, very flowy, very almost innocent, unassuming, you know, fabric, very, you know, sweetly draped on her body, and to know that she's got nothing on underneath, like literally bare flesh, you know, just not even a centimeter of fabric away.
Yeah, that very sheer, like, cotton.
Yes, and definitely.
That's the only thing separating the two of you. I love sundresses.
There's a lot. I was surprised that it wasn't really mentioned, because a lot of men and people I've talked to, and dresses and skirts, for a lot of like under the skirt play in a lot of different scenarios, especially most clothing I've realized as I was looking at all this stuff, most to do with clothing is all just, it's the tension and the teasing leading up to the big show. You know, so just the fact that I know for me personally, if I was out in a sundress, knowing that that I had nothing on underneath, you know, like,
yeah,
I would just be like, ooh, you know, it's kind of like when I think most women can relate to this, and even some men, when you wear something sexy like lingerie under your clothes, it makes you feel sexy and promiscuous. And if your partner knows about it and they can't like stop looking at you, you can see the cogs turning. Maybe they can't stop touching you, you know, maybe a slight graze of their finger against your thigh, whether it's clothed or not, you know what they're thinking of. And so all this time that you're waiting, it is like this big tease. And I think that's what a lot of this clothing is. So, I mean, if you're feeling adventurous, try these things, you know, you don't have to do anything. Most of the time, it's just that foreknowledge. Of knowing what other people don't, you know, knowing what's to come.
It's definitely that tension.
Yes, definitely.
I know that like my partners have caught me just like straight up staring at them. And they're like, "You good?" Like,
right?
Poof. What? So it's you're right. Like you look at them and you can see like, you know, the gears turning, and you can see like the connections they're making and the things that they're imagining. And it might be hours before anybody gets to make a move.
Yes. And that can, could be a long ride.
Oh, yes, it can be. And then
that's where close sex comes in. Hey. Hey-o.
And then sometimes you don't even get to the end of the ride and you have to like make an emergency exit.
Yeah, that's true, right? Right.
Like, nope, we got to handle this here and now.
Yeah, this has got to be, you know, and that's when you realize you become exhibitionist.
That's true. What you never thought you'd be doing this, but surprise.
There you are. Yeah, surprise. Going on to the next degree, I wanted to talk about dressing for the occasion. We've talked about lingerie a lot. So, I mean, we definitely talked about it's kind of like a gift, unwrapping it. Everybody looks good in lingerie. It's made that way. And there is a plethora. I don't care what kind of body you have. I don't. There is a lingerie for you. I promise.
Absolutely.
Some people and body types, it takes a little more research, some a little less, but I promise you it's out there. Believe me. It just is. So yeah, look around and, you know, don't be afraid to try on different kinds. Whatever you feel sexiest in usually translates to your partner. Like, it's that confidence. You feel comfortable. You, if you feel sexy, you like feel a little dangerous. You feel a little promiscuous. Mm-hmm. You get flirty. You get, you know, if you're in a dom sub relationship, you might get a little bratty. Like, you wish you could have me, you know, like, I mean, happens then, though.
Oh yeah. And that confidence that comes with, you know, like looking your best and feeling your best, like, yes. It truly, those two things are so intertwined, and you don't realize mm-hmm. it until you're wearing something that gives you that level yes. of confidence.
Definitely.
That level of your personal sexy, if you will.
Just do you.
Oh yeah.
As long as we talk about that, something else I want to talk about for dressing for the occasion, role play, and cost, sometimes as far as costumes, so role plays and stuff. The funny thing is I posed the question, what is, and I post this to both genders, just a general question. Mm-hmm. What is the sexiest role play outfit? Funny enough, the sexiest role play outfit answers I got were business. So, like, business attire, teacher, and librarian. So I found that funny because almost all of those are things you could find in your closet on most people. Most people.
They are very accessible.
Very accessible. So in my head, I was trying to figure out, do you think that's maybe why people find them so sexy, is because they're so unassuming and day-to-day function?
Definitely. I think that's like, not only are those outfits, costumes, whatever you want to call them, easy to find or easy to put together. It's also very realistic.
Okay. So, yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. Like, that's what I meant. Like, so day-to-day, like, you know, they're so mm-hmm. commonplace.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
and
so
it's if you're trying to dive into that fantasy, it's so
easy.
But yeah, it's so easy to slip into those mindsets.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So you, like, you just, you know, you have an idea and you run with it.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, if you're thinking about role playing, those are like three right there that you could role play very easily.
It's a great place to start.
Yeah, exactly. Very easy. I mean, who doesn't know a sexy librarian or a teacher or a business person? You know, they're cliches, but they're cliche for a reason.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's had a crush on a teacher at one point in their lives.
Exactly. Exactamundo.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing, dressing for the occasion, or rather undressing, the striptease. Is the striptease dead?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I don't hear about it much anymore. But I mean, it's surely people are still doing it.
Oh yeah. 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 I feel you. And I think that just people don't talk about it, and like, not to, sound like a douche or anything. but I feel like that goes into like the people aren't putting forth as much effort as they used to. Concerning.
Everybody's in a hurry nowadays.
Right. Like, everybody, like, foreplay has even fallen by the wayside to some people. Mm-hmm. And it's just,
which is a shame.
such a shame. Like, it physically pains me when somebody says that.
But yeah, it just feels like it was something that was so, I guess, glorified, you know, like, it had its glory days, I guess. So I think nowadays it's not talked about as much. And like, yeah. You said, I think people get in so much of a hurry, which is a shame, because one of the greatest kinks, and this is a hard kink for me, I will totally admit, but one of the greatest, this is a hard kink for me to accept. Not a hard one for me to give, but body worship. When you straight up are just body worshiping, you know, your partner, like, straight up just loving every inch of their body, whatever shape, wear, form translates for you guys. It can be so great, you know, and I've slowly have gotten better at it and stuff like that. It's hard to accept it. But I mean, that's why I'm like, body worship is so great. It's a great thing. It's a great, just, I don't know. It's a whole different level.
Well, so like giving that to your partner is so much easier than accepting it.
Yeah. I think for a lot of people, yeah. But you can't be selfish. Yeah. You have to let them give too.
Yeah, and like as someone with low self-esteem, I've had those moments where like my partner is trying actively to show how much they appreciate me, and they're taking their time, they're you know, doing all of the right things, but then just inside of me is just screaming like, nope, we got to get out of this situation. This is not.
Abort, abort, abort. Yeah. No, yeah, no, totally. And that kind of leads me into like the last degree of like full nakedness, which I mean, like with the striptease, we kind of melded right into it. But this is another one, sex with the lights on. Now, I know there's daytime sex. But usually daytime sex, you usually do have amount of clothes on, you know, or you're talking about morning sex or things like that, where you're cuddling and, you know, it's just happens and you're kind of like in that lazy thing. You don't really study each other. Sex with the lights on, daytime sex, you know, all this stuff where, you know, you see you don't see every, like, I think in our heads,
you get a better look.
Yeah, you get a better look. But I think in our heads, we think, oh my gosh, they're seeing every wrinkle, every line, every nook, every cranny, you know, like this piece of dirt on, you know, like this little smudge of dirt I didn't wipe off my hip, like whatever. We are like amplifying every little thing we think is wrong with us in our head because the lights are on and we think they're going to see it and they're going to run for the hills. That's not the case. Definitely not. I will remember count the first time that I had sex with the lights on. I was mortified. In my head, I was like, you gonna turn the lights off? You gonna turn the lights off? Maybe we should turn the lights off. You know, but like, I didn't want to say anything and like stop the moment. Yeah. And I'm like, is his eyes closed? Is he enjoying enough to keep his eyes closed? You know, because people in the moment, they will close their eyes and stuff, you know, and they're just enjoying it and feeling good. So I'm like trying to do everything and stuff. And then like afterwards, in the aftercare cuddles, you know, kind of thing and stuff, I was still, you know, like, because I'm laying there like fully nude and he's cuddling me and stuff like that. And I'm just like, but oddly enough, I actually, this partner, it was his apartment. He had a dresser, and on the dresser, it was one of those like ones from like the 80s, one of those horrible, you know, those ones that has like the big vanity mirror across it, you know, like black and silver, just horrible. And like, he had a TV on the dresser, but there was like this sliver of like 2 foot of mirror. And I just happened to notice that I could see me in the mirror. And for like a whole second, I like, you know how like a cat bristles? I bristled for a whole second thing, you know, like,
oh no, that's what I look like.
Yeah.
So, I forgot for a moment.
Yeah, I know, right? But I'm laying there looking at me and like my face, my hair is a mess. My face is completely flushed, you know, from the heat. And everything. And like, I'm kind of like, you can't really see him, but like arms are kind of holding him and stuff. And I don't know, like, I felt so, it was so like surreal to see myself. And like, I thought for one of the first times ever, like fully nude, like daytime sex, I was just like, you are really beautiful. And I was like, so like, I mean,
that's nice.
Like, give yourself a chance. Like, don't, I'll be honest. That is not how I feel all the time. And if you're telling me, would I jump up tomorrow and have sex with the lights on? I'd probably be like, but the point is that we amplify it so much. We don't see what our partner sees. So just keep that in mind when it comes down to that. Because, you know, they don't see everything we see. We are our own worst critics. So definitely.
Absolutely.
Definitely enjoy sex. If that means lights on, lights off, whatever. Go for it. Do your thing. Get your freak on.
Just do what makes you happy. And like, unpopular opinion, I actually prefer sex with the lights on.
Ah, okay. That was his thing. He preferred it with them on.
So, and maybe that's like the Dom in me, because I like two things. I'm very, very hands-on, and I love to watch. Mm-hmm, I love to witness what I'm doing to my partner. I love to take my time and really observe and almost like revel in in the things I'm doing. Plus, like, it makes cleanup a lot easier.
This is true. So, that's true. Like, sex is messy, folks.
Surprise. It is a level of desire, but then there's also a level of pragmatism to it. So
at the end of the day, find a happy medium that works for both of you. But just be open to accepting your body more, for sure. Because you need to feel comfortable in your own skin. And I know I've been asked this question a million times, from friends, family, and then of course people ask Ruthie all the time, what type do you find more attractive? What bodies? So and so and so on. And honestly, I don't really think about bodies a whole much. I think about my body a lot because I have a lot of issues with it. But when it comes to other people, I actually don't think about bodies a whole lot. Why do I not think about bodies a whole lot? Because at the drop of a hat, your body can change. And sometimes you have no control over that. And there's a lot of things with our bodies we don't have control over. The amount of body hair you have, your genetics, whether you're predisposed to be, chunkier, whatever, stouter, shorter, taller.
All these things, all these variables.
All these things that you have no control of. Then account for the world. In the drop of a hat, you can be in a fatal accident and, you could get horrendous scarring or burns, or you could become paralyzed. All these things happen. If you have kids, you're going to get stretch marks. If you lose weight, gain weight, lose weight again, you're going to get stretch marks. If you work out a lot and you get mega buff, maybe you don't even have an ounce of fat and you never had, but if you get mega buff, you'll have stretch marks. So yes. Like, there's so many things. To me, to put so much stock in something that could change so easily, to me seems silly. Now, yeah, I can admit when a body's attractive, but I can also admit that anybody at any time has the ability to be sexy. I really feel that.
Yeah. It's all about finding what works for you. Because sexuality, you're right, sexuality is natural. And the desire to have sex is natural. The desire to be wanted is natural. Mm-hmm. So finding what makes you confident, what makes you feel sexy, what makes you feel desirable is definitely, a level of personal exploration.
Yeah, definitely. So
it's everybody needs to take their time and everybody needs to just take a minute to learn more about themselves before they start diving into something crazy,
Yeah, and I've always said that you need to walk before you can run. So just figure it out. If you... and clothing is just a small way to amplify maybe these small little steps you take into a kink. Silly little role play like, I never returned this book. Do I owe you a late fee? It's not hard for him to be in a suit with a book in his hand with the glasses and be like, yes, you actually owe, so it's not hard. let me check my librarian record. It's very silly. Or like the student teacher or whatever you're doing. It's small ways. If you want to look into the striptease, if you think about being a voyeur or an exhibitionist, like I said, going without underwear under your clothes is a very small way that nobody has to know what you're doing, but it gives you that one little small step into the area and that small thrill to maybe awaken you and help you explore your sexuality and like, do I like this? Because I can tell you, I know some women or men that have tried that and they go out and they feel completely uncomfortable. And they realize that voyeurism or exhibitionism is not for them. And that's fine. But, they would have never known if they didn't try. So
Yeah. And it's totally fine to bail out of a kink
yes,
midway.
It's okay. There's, you don't lose credit. There's nothing like that.
Like if you're midway through role play or you're midway through trying something new and you're like, I don't think this is for me. Like, don't feel obligated to finish it through.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Like, y'all can bail out and have fun.
Yeah, no, I don't think anybody wants for themselves or their partner to have a subpar sexual experience. So if you are mid whatever you're doing, and you don't feel comfortable and stuff, you have kind of started to withdraw your consent anyways. So at that point, it's like, hey, let's yellow light, pause, whatever your, you know, word is, and be like, listen,
whatever it is,
you know, that just says, hey, can we just pause this for a minute and reevaluate or maybe take this in a different direction because I'm not really feeling it, but I want this to still be sexy for both of us. So what can we do? Like, it's that easy.
How do we make this
it's
work?
It's that easy. You don't, it doesn't, it's not going to hurt anybody's feelings. And if it does hurt their feelings, then I'm going to be honest. They're being selfish. I'm going to say it. I just am.
Yeah. No, you are. Definitely they're being selfish. Like, that's a shitty thing to do to your
It takes two people to tango. It's not one person, you know, it's not a one man show. So, yeah. Speaking of fully nude, I'll probably get into these more in future episodes, which I'm excited for when I get there to them, accessories and extras, the little bitty tidbits and extras, which also can be very small ways to add a little kink to your bedroom. So right off the top of our head, we've talked about suits. So obviously men's ties, so versatile for so many things.
So the tie has so many uses. Other than just being like a perfect accent to an outfit, it just, as soon as you take it off, that shit becomes anything you want.
And I would say almost closely, since we're talking like suit, usually the belt.
Absolutely.
I mean, depending on the material, it's a little harder. It's not as meltable, but it's a close second for almost all the same reasons.
You can use a belt like as a leash. You can use it to bind somebody's hands.
A little impact play. We're gonna throw it out there. Come on.
We all know what people think of when they see the belt snap.
Oh yeah. Like, yep. So the tie, also a popular one for the tie, is a blindfold. I've actually seen also both used for sensory play, which is. So definitely, for those that don't know what I'm speaking of, cause I can't assume everybody does, but sensory play is just using your, you know, things to move along your skin and things like that in order to elicit sensory responses. So a belt, if you had it folded in half and you're slowly letting the leather or material of it slide over your partner's body. Same thing for a silk tie. If you let it slowly snake its way over their body, all sorts of things. Even if you're into a little bit more rougher scenes, or, you know, CNC, consensual non-consent play, definitely, gags, the tie can be used for a gag, depending on what kind of scene you're playing out. Other accessories, I'm trying to think right off the top of my head, ones that you would actually wear. Like, I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Honestly, I guess the next accessory I think of is panties, because I have seen panties used as ties and also as gags.
So
that's another method. And it's different. I do know that there is a lot of different play with panties for a lot of different things. But definitely I have seen them. Usually they're a stretchier material. So especially stuff like thongs or like G-strings, things like that, using for ties. Panty gagging is a thing, and stuff like that for
thinner materials are much easier to break.
Definitely,
so
definitely. Oh, we didn't even talk about that. Like clothes ripping. The bodice ripping.
Yeah. Well, I'm into clothes ripping.
And that's part of that clothes sex thing. It's like adding that primal aspect to clothes sex. Like the ripping the buttons, You know, like, I mean, everybody's seen it, but let me tell you, there is some sexy sound to be had when you hear buttons flying and hitting the floor, like, or hitting the wall, just those small mm-hmm. little pearl snap buttons or whatever they are, just the tink, the little tink of them to know that you've busted them. It's a nice moment.
Like, and at the same time, you have like somebody's lips on your chest or your neck, and just to hear that noise and just...
Swing.
Yep. Swing. I like mm-hmm. for instance, I had a moment. Me and my partner were getting hot and heavy, and I was kind of like fumbling with her shirt.
It's usually how it starts.
And after, and then after a minute, I was like, "Fuck it, I'll buy you a new one," and just ripped that shit open.
Definitely.
And that's exactly how it was. Like, that shirt was getting in the way. Like,
no, and I know. Sorry, it's gotta go. I have one set of friends that are a couple. And they've told me that when it comes to clothes that have basically like worn out, they're going to get rid of them, dress or something like that. Sometimes they will intentionally wear, they've basically kind of like, she may have mentioned it in passing, you know, like, oh yeah, I'm thinking about throwing this dress out. It's old and worn down and falling apart, you know. And then like the next day she'll wear the dress and then she'll like tease him all day. And then basically he knows that he was just like, oh, this is that dress she was going to get rid of.
We know exactly how we're going to get rid of it.
Yes.
What a great way to set off an article.
So, I mean, I didn't think about that because it's like purposeful at that point, you know, or like they said that like she'll mention in passing, but he'll never know what outing or what thing they're going to be doing when she'll put that clothing on, you know, or him like an old t-shirt or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, no, that is. That's a fantastic way to go about it. That's
they're pretty smart.
Like, that's great.
They got a thing. So I thought it was really cool though, because you know that and stuff. But even still, it's just clothes. And usually, when you know you're in clothes that don't need to be ripped, then you know you usually know that already. So I don't. Like I said, heavier kinks are going to come later. But if you were into CNC and things like that, obviously clothe ripping. If you are into the more extreme elements, I don't encourage this sort of play unless you're definitely experienced and you have very set rules. But mm-hmm. if you are into CNC, non-consensual play, anything like that, and you are into knife play as well, I know that popping buttons off of a shirt with knife play, things of that nature can be very attractive to those into that scene. So there's a lot of different things you can do.
I don't want to touch on that because that's in a later episode, but if you're going to do that, please buy the,
Definitely. Like I said, be experienced, just be very careful, you know, and have sick. Yeah, exactly.
Crawl before you can walk.
And I don't want to say anybody, it's not their thing and stuff, because I have had a very little experience with knife play, and I can see the appeal. But it's not something I'm 100% into, and it's okay if I don't visit it again, you know, but for some people it's a very exciting thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm not one to judge anything. I always say, is it consensual? Are you being safe? And is it legal? If it's all those things, do your thing, you know, because I just don't want anybody to be hurt physically, mentally, or emotionally where they shouldn't be. Sex is not about that. So. Yeah. No,
it shouldn't have these sort of
ramifications. So that's my thing. I mean, I just don't want anybody to have a traumatic event. Yeah. So like I said, crawl before you can walk before you can run with those more extreme ones, you know. But I just wanted to bring it down that is an element of the clothing. It can be underneath there. So like I said, it kind of umbrellas so many things. It's versatile. And when it's not, there's plenty of toys. Talking about some different things, we've kind of hit on it a lot. A lot of BDSM is clothing and tied relating. So definitely there are cuffs, leather cuffs, handcuffs, everything like that. Comfort. Make sure you've got comfort. Ropes. Silk ropes. Silk rope is probably the most highly pushed because it is the most comfortable and everything. Hemp rope. Yeah, and it stretches. Hemp rope can be very attractive, especially depending on the scene that you're in. But it can be uncomfortable if it is not tied correctly. So be mindful of your partner.
It also burns skin very quickly. So be mindful.
Also, if it gets wet, it can be very itchy and irritating. So yeah, just all these little things that you learn by trial and error. So, yeah. It looks very nice.
That is the best way.
But trial and error, and that's where safe words come in. Like, you know, if you are using any kind of tie or any kind of play, like I said, and it is irritating and stuff, don't think you have to keep going, you know, and it's okay to change what you're doing for a whole second. Hey, yeah, we're going to have to listen because it's like literally killing me. You know, it's killing my wrists or my legs or whatever you've got tied. Because yeah, you don't want to be uncomfortable. And sometimes long sections of discomfort can lead to long-term sorenesses. So that's just not necessary. Yeah, exactly.
Permanent nerve damage is a thing. And that is not a story you want to tell the hospital.
Not really. Some other things, accessories for fun. Since we talked about the striptease, there are pasties, which in my experience have been a fun surprise for your partner. You know, there's nothing funnier, or I guess because I'm silly, I guess it's like a sexy troll moment. But basically, when you remove your bra and they think they're going to see nipples, and then they see these little bitty, you know, pasties that say like "fuck off" or whatever on them, like just for fun, like it's a funny thing. Or if you picked like a funny, they're in like so many shapes now. If you haven't looked at the pasty market, yeah, there's just everywhere. I saw pizza slices the other day. And died. I died.
That's
like
hilarious.
Now I aspire to have pizza slices. but it's just so funny, you know. But there's shapes, there's words, there's whatever. Like it's out there. The last thing, because for some it is like an elaborate. There's so many kinks out there. So I also wanted to touch on just really quickly, if you hadn't considered it, body painting, body art, body writing. Definitely. Yeah. Body writing. It's kind of like its own form of like clothing, so to speak. Same for wax play.
Yeah.
And just a safety hint here. Low temperature wax.
wax that is, they make candles that actually, when they melt, it's massage oil.
Yes. Yeah. Either or. Can confirm. It's a thing. Most standard shops or online, if you look for like sensual, you know, body wax candles, things like that, it'll say like low temperatures and stuff. So it'll still be just like a warming sensation. I would not encourage anybody to get a normal standard candle and drip that on yourself. Now, some can tolerate that. Some enjoy it. But again, walk before you run. Try it just warm first and see how you feel about it. Before you decide to just douse yourself with half a candle melted.
Yeah, you might not be as into hot wax as you think you are if you try with a full bore candle.
Yeah, you may not be. But that said, when you do have these candles, usually they're stick candles, and usually they come in an array of colors. And the reason is because the drippings, especially if you patternize them or just drip them, just create like a visual effect. I've seen it where a lady, I watched a scene where she was laying out on a table. She basically had like little pasties for her little areas and stuff. The way that her partner, who was also a female, dripped the wax, it almost was its own form of like lingerie. It was so beautiful. So like I said, these are different, very niche kinks, but, you know, are part of very particular, you know, communities and everything. But they are their own form of like dressing up the body, so to speak, you know, or this clothing. So I just wanted to hint it on those. Like if you're trying to think of other things, I like to give people ideas and just different avenues, because maybe something will stick that you think you want to try. So
waxing is it's a level of stimulation as well as what could be construed as a covering.
Yes, definitely. So all in all, when it comes to exploring kink or just in general having sex, clothing is such a subtle way to amplify an experience, especially if you do it intentionally. I think that's what half of kink is. some of it you don't even realize you're already doing, you know, or you're already into, but it's the intention of exploring or taking those emotions and desires and putting them into action.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. Well, any final thoughts or experiences you would like to share with the listeners on clothing in general and how it can affect a sexual experience?
I knew this question was coming, and yet somehow I'm unprepared for it.
That's okay. So I have a different question for you.
Okay.
All right, Huntsman. What do you feel sexiest wearing?
Oh, okay. I can answer this. I love wearing suits, and I have a few very, very, very nice fitting suits. But specifically, I enjoy wearing suits and combat boots.
Oh,
I take great pride in how much I can take care of my boots. Mm-hmm. I have owned the same pair of black leather Doc Martens for 10 years.
Okay, wow.
And they look brand new because I take time, I polish them, I take care of them. And it's always interesting when you, for me it's interesting at least, when I walk into a room and, you know, people hear me walking down the hallway and it's these very heavy, borderline angry footsteps. And I walk in and I've got a smile on my face and I'm wearing this very, very nice suit. And then they look down and they see these aggressive looking combat boots.
Mm-hmm.
So it's to me, it is a
showstopper almost a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. So like I it's this very, very well put together look. And then just at the very end, it's this like this note of functionality and utility.
Gotcha.
And power, really, because combat boots are.
Yeah, they have that air of capability, I think.
Yeah. Yeah,
definitely. I think that's probably what I would see. I would see somebody that knows how to dress up, knows how to wear a suit. You know, I know that's an expression. Mm-hmm. He knows how to wear a suit. You know, so you know what works and stuff, but you've got the friendly face. But then if I saw the boots, and definitely if they're well taken care of and stuff, I would be like, okay. You know, like this is a different aesthetic here at the very end. So, but I read into a lot of things.
Throws it off.
Yeah. Kind of throws it off. But, you know, me personally, probably what I feel sexiest wearing is I probably feel sexiest flirty with like the whole shoulder collarbone area because that is where. That's my home. That's my home. Almost my in home. Like 85% of any sexual play, cuddling, affection, that is just my home zone right there. And so I love to show it off, you know, expose it to the eyes, lips, hands of my partner, you know, or other people, I want them to see it, you know, and stuff. And so that is probably what I feel sexiest in. Second to that, probably like messy bedhead, bed bum girlfriend look. Like,
nice. Yeah. I mean, it's that goes back to that level of comfort.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I think so. So those are probably my aesthetics. My sexy clothing aesthetic, I suppose. So I like to wear sexy things. So wear what you feel sexiest in or communicate that to your partner or definitely be open to the letting them dress you up sexy. They may put you in something you never would have thought of and you may feel sexy.
And something you very much enjoy.
Yeah, and something you very much enjoy. Give it a shot. Why not? Go crazy. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Well, thank you so much again for being on the show. I hope you had
Thank you for
fun.
Having me.
Yeah, you guys can find the Huntsman 1880 on Reddit. I'm going to link you up. Obviously, you guys know where to find me. I pretty much shout it from the rooftops everywhere about everything. So I know you guys know where I am. Keep kinking safely, making sex fun, and just explore you and your sexuality. More and more, and I promise it will be for the better. All right, well, yep. I will see y'all next time. Bye.